The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is June 15th. And joining me up at the WWNN studios up in Boca Raton is Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
I hope you have some beautiful sunshine like we do down here in Margate.
It is beautiful Boca sunshine.
Well, I do want to let our listeners know that we are open today until 7 o'clock, and Janet Cimarelli is available if you'd like to come in and see her today from 3 to 6. Tomorrow, Saturday, she'll be available here from 1:30 to 5:30. The topic today, Janet, I think is probably one of the most important topics that we probably ever discussed in all the years that we've been on the radio. And I think the important point to bring out to our listeners is that digestive health is the backbone of good health. If you don't have digestive health, you're not in too good a shape. And I know that over the years, you've probably counseled thousands upon thousands of people that have come in with different ailments. But when you kind of delve into what it is that's bothering them, you find that it really comes from digestive issues. Would you venture to say that would be true?
Many times it is a poor digestive efficiency that can be a contributing factor to a whole host of health challenges.
Well, I know that our special guest today is Mr. Dave Barton, who has been with the company called Mercola. Dr. Mercola, who many of you may know, he's a national educator, and he has a lifetime of love for nutritional wellness. And today we're going to delve into his brain and knowledge to come up with the many different reasons why people should be using digestive enzymes and probiotics. So without any further ado, let me bring on our special guest, Mr. Dave Barton. Good morning, Dave.
Hi, good morning, Al. Good morning, Janet.
Hi.
It's a pleasure to have you with us. Give our listeners a little background first about yourself and about the company, Dr. Mercola.
Oh, absolutely. My degree is in holistic nutrition, so I've been pretty fortunate to work with a number of companies that have been generous with me and allowing me to study the body as a whole and looking at it from a point of food and exercise along with supplementation for health recommendations, and working in the industry now for going on 15 years. So I love teaching and being out there with the consumers and public lectures. And my favorite topic literally is enzymes, and everybody knows it.
Well, I know you're going to share that knowledge with us today.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, so are we. So where would you like to start, Dave, to give our listeners a little background? I think first they should know that Mercola.com is available to get information about the different Dr. Mercola products that are available. And they can also compare what we're going to be speaking about today with maybe other products they may have been using in the past.
Absolutely. In fact, the Mercola.com website is invaluable for education. There are 250,000 articles on health and nutrition, far beyond just the actual supplement labels and ingredient labels that you're going to see normally. But anything you want to know about almost anything in the nutrition industry, you're going to find at Mercola.com. And everything we talk about today, whatever enzyme formula it might be or digestive issue, you just type it right into their search engine, and it's one of the most used search engines for nutritional information in the entire world. So you're customers out there and our students out there are really going to appreciate that. You know, I think you and Janet hit the nail on the head when you opened up talking about one of the most important things that a person can do for their body is affect digestion. And to me, that's number one also. Why? Because everybody eats. At some point in the future, even if you're, you know, been fasting for a while, at some point, everyone will eat. And the more efficient you can make that process for the body, the more nutrients we typically get out of that food, and the easier it is to eliminate waste. And enzymes are a huge part of both of those areas of digestion.
And these are new products that Dr. Mercola has introduced to benefit people. And I know that the variety that I'm looking at, we have the gluten enzymes, we have dairy enzymes, ketozyme, gallbladder enzymes, full-spectrum enzymes, and full-spectrum enzymes for women. So
right.
I'll let you pick one particular product that you'd like to get started with.
Sure. Well, the easiest place to start is the full-spectrum enzymes. It's sort of laying a foundation for anybody that is going to eat food at some point in the future. Full-spectrum enzymes helps to break down proteins, carbohydrates, fat, fiber. It really doesn't matter. The difference comes in is recognizing not only the value of enzymes, but really some of their limitations. And what I mean by that is enzymes never like to work alone. So with full-spectrum enzymes, we're using blends or teams of enzymes that don't just work in one area of the body, like, say, the stomach, but actually work through the entire digestive tract. So what I try to help my students come to appreciate about digestion is think of digestion as having two phases. There's an assimilation phase of nutrients and an elimination phase of waste. And really, you want your enzymes to be working through both of those phases as completely as possible. Now, the hard part about working in both phases is the environment changes. You have acid in your stomach, you have an alkaline intestinal tract or semi-neutral alkalinity in the intestinal tract, and then it becomes semi, a little bit of acidic, not quite neutral, in the large intestine again. So with these variations in pH and environment, that affects the ability of the enzymes to process those nutrients or eliminate waste. So having teams or blends of enzymes to work all the way through that system makes all the difference in the world. So full spectrum is exactly what anybody can use at any age group, lifestyle, on medication, off medication, uses supplements, doesn't use supplements. If you eat protein, if you eat carbohydrates, if you eat fat, full spectrum enzymes will work for you.
Well, in this particular product that is listing the different ingredients, Janet, I'm not sure if you have one close by or you're able to see the ingredients in this particular full-spectrum enzyme, the bottle of 90 capsules that I'm looking at.
I don't. Yep. I will bring it up on my computer.
All right, because it does say that the adult usage should be one capsule three times a day before meals. And I would imagine if somebody's eating only twice a day, they would only take one twice a day. If they're eating four times a day, they may take one four times a day.
Exactly.
However,
right.
Why don't we go into some of the different parts of what makes this so effective? Because I see a listing of probably 20 different ingredients. And when most people think of enzymes, they're thinking only about the primary three focuses, which would be the carbohydrates, fats and proteins, but yet you have a whole lot more in here.
That's correct. In fact, let's break it down. So if you were at Mercola.com right now and you typed in full spectrum enzymes under the product area, you would be able to see exactly what we're looking at. So on that supplemental Fox label, it begins with the protease blend, which is literally multiple types of proteolytic enzymes that work in both acidic environments and alkaline environments. So when you take that enzyme right at the beginning of your meal, it's beginning to digest proteins right away. Now, the important part about identifying that it works in both of those environments is, let's say somebody's on some type of acid inhibition chemical, or it's neutralizing acid to some degree. The enzymes would still work because of the blend. And that's very, very important to reducing any type of discomfort or upset when it comes to digestive issues. So it starts with proteolytic enzymes. Then we see a cellulase blend in there, which helps to break down fiber, and multiple cellulases break down different types of cellulose or fiber bonds for the body and the elimination of waste. We'll scroll down just a little bit. You'll see the lipase blend, which is breaking down fats. Now, this is critical for especially individuals that don't have a gallbladder, and we'll talk about this probably a little bit later. But ideally, when a person doesn't have a gallbladder, you want to digest your fats as quickly and as efficiently as possible before they get to the small intestine, where the gallbladder would normally be kicked in to secrete bile. Well, our lipase blend is literally digesting fats even without bile preemptively. So, again, that does a ton of work and would in turn reduce some of the stress associated with eating fats for some individuals. Now, finally, all the other enzymes in there that I was identifying, these fall into a class of carbohydrate-based enzymes, or they break down different aspects of carbohydrates. So if you think of a carbohydrate sort of like a tree that has a lot of different branches, and then it has smaller branches and twigs and leaves, each carbohydrate or each type of enzyme will break down a different section of that tree. Some break down the leaves, some break down the twigs, others break down the limbs, and others break down the trunk, so to speak, of that carbohydrate. So you get complete digestion all the way through the body in that full spectrum enzymes.
Well, that I think really goes into great depth explaining to the listeners out there why the benefit is so intense about using enzymes when you're trying to digest food to make you feel better. And I know, Janet, when you deal with people that have different issues with respect to digestion, would you offer anything in addition to what Dave has said as far as what they should be doing?
Well, it certainly does depend upon the individual that I'm speaking with, and certainly there are different food sensitivities that even in the presence of a very high-quality, full-spectrum digestive enzyme, that individual could be very well advised to avoid those, at least for a certain period of time, to reestablish high-quality digestive function. And so I might suggest avoiding those foods after our discussion about certain symptoms that they may be dealing with. The other thing that I might suggest along with this digestive enzyme would be possibly using aloe vera, because a lot of times there's such a degree of inflammation that the aloe vera is a very, very nice support to the digestive enzyme and allows a reduction in inflammation in the digestive tract. I look at the time, and it is time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Our very special guest is Dave Barton. He is the national educator for Mercola Premium Supplements and at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Mr. Al Foreman. And we'll all be right back. Save-A-Lot prices can't be beat. Come find New Chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyolic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Charo Formulas, so many different brands at unbelievable prices. Skincare, cosmetics, it's all here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see the fantastic inventory, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. for a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices. Come shop today for your gluten-free pasta, cereals, breads, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 15th of June, and we are listening to Mr. Dave Barton speaking about the various beneficial effects of what enzymes can do for your body. And I know we have a lot more to learn because we have a lot more products to discuss, but I do want to make mention of the fact that the Southeast representative for Dr. McCullough products, Mr. Ronnie Young, is here at Save-A-Lot. He is sitting with me in your office, Janet, listening to the whole show. He's a man of few words, so we don't expect to say too much. However, he is going to be giving away to the first five people that come to see him after the show is over at 11 o'clock, you're going to get four different bars from Mercola, and you're going to get, it's a total of six bars, plus a package of the Complete Probiotics, which is a 10-capsule supply. And it's got a $25 value, and you can get this free just for coming in and asking for Ronnie Young. He'll be more than happy to give you one free that you can benefit and enjoy. So keep that in mind right after the show ends at 11 o'clock. We also have a demonstration going on from 11 to 2 where we're giving away other products and samples and literature from the McCullough products that we'll be speaking about today. And that's Mr. Omar will be doing that from 11 to 2 today. So mark it on your calendars and pay us a visit from 11 to 2 today up until 7 o'clock tonight when we are open. And Janet is available today from 3 to 6 to come in and speak to her about any issues that you may have. But getting back to Mr. Dave Barton, where would you like to go from here, Dave? You spoke about the full-spectrum enzymes. Then you have some isolated enzymes. You have one specifically, which I think comprises most of our listeners, and that's the full-spectrum enzymes for women.
That's an excellent choice. You know, and that would be the natural transition here to products. Interesting note about full-spectrum enzymes for women. When this product was being designed and developed, I made it clear to the team that, you know, enzymes do not work differently between men and women. The enzyme doesn't care about gender at all. The enzyme focuses on really substrate. So the protein, the carbohydrate, the fat is really what's important to an enzyme. So why in the world have an enzyme for women formula? Well, typically, from a marketing standpoint, companies will design formulas that appeal to a market segment of individuals, and sometimes they'll just put ingredients in there because it's a draw for a sales perspective. What I appreciate what Dr. McCullough did with his team here is the ingredients in enzymes for women are not based on just a draw from a marketing perspective, but they're actually based on science, meaning if we were to compare the regular original full-spectrum enzymes to full-spectrum enzymes for women, you notice a change in the labeling structure. There's a lower amount of protease, a lower amount of lipase, but then higher amounts of certain carbohydrates in the women's formula. Why is that? It's because each formula was designed around the eating habits of U.S. citizens, and the statistics, the research all came from the USDA. And so what Dr. McCullough's team did is they looked at, well, how many calories of proteins, carbs, and fat are men eating, and how many calories are proteins, carbs, and fat of women eating? And they designed the formulas around literally the science of eating patterns and what people are doing on a regular basis. That made all the difference for me as an educator, that it's not about marketing. It's not about just, another formula in the face of women in the store today, but it's a label with a meaning and a label with a purpose and blends with a purpose. Now, I will say, typically, men will not use a supplement that says for women, but there is nothing in that full-spectrum enzymes for women that would ever hurt a man or change their biochemistry or anything like that. So Just keep that in mind. Both formulas can be used by men or women, but there is a target market for the enzymes for women in that the formula is adjusted because of eating patterns of women in the United States.
Well, that's very good to know, Dave. And I think if we can move on, we could talk about gallbladder enzymes, which seems to be a problem for people that may have been have an operation to remove their gallbladder.
Yeah,
how does that affect those people?
Well, this is probably the most simplistic of all the formulas in themselves. And the reality is the least potent, except it has the ox bile in it. And when a person has their gallbladder removed, you might almost think of it like a leaky faucet. So if you're looking at your faucet and it's got a drip or just a small drizzle on that, imagine trying to wash your hands under that leaky faucet. It's not enough water to really do a good job and just enough water to be really annoying. So individuals that have lost their gallbladder have the annoyance of that happening. So when they eat fats, they feel terrible. They're bloated. They're indigestive properties there. There's not enough bile being stored and secreted to really meet the demand or the choice that that person's making with food. So gallbladder enzyme simply inserts the ox bile that's missing from that individual's lifestyle. So if they're choosing to eat some fats, the ox bile and pancreatic enzymes would help them to that degree. And people love the ox bile. It works for them almost every single time if they don't have a gallbladder.
Well, the label clearly states that it's one capsule daily before your biggest meal. So it's very possible they're only going to be taking one a day. Is that your opinion about that?
Most likely. And, you know, if you're eating a low-fat or no-fat meal, it almost becomes irrelevant at that point. So it would really be meals with your highest fat concentration or any meals you might be worried about with some amount of fat concentration, again, depending on your sensitivity. Typically, in our younger years, if you've had your gallbladder removed early, there's still some tolerance. In our older years, it becomes more and more difficult in most cases.
Now, I did want to make mention of the fact that during the course of the show, when we have a guest like yourself on, we like to discuss the retail prices of the products we're speaking about. So the first two products we spoke about, which was the full spectrum enzymes, bottle of 90 capsules, and the full spectrum enzymes for women, 90 capsules, both of those have a manufacturer suggested retail price of $37.49. We here at Save-A-Lot have an everyday low price of only $25.99. And again, as our policy through the end of the year, you're going to get 10% off these particular prices that we just spoke about. The latest one we spoke about, which was the gallbladder enzyme, that has a suggested retail price of also let's see where that is. That's $18.75. We have an everyday low price of only $14.99, and you'll receive an additional 10% off that price as well. And we are open today till 8 o'clock, tomorrow Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Janet's available today from 3 to 6, and tomorrow Saturday from 1:30 until 5:30. Janet, you have some comments about the gallbladder enzymes or the full spectrum enzymes?
I do. I have a question for our guest with regard to the ATP ingredient in the gallbladder formula. What an inspired addition to that formula. So tell us how that came to be.
Oh, I'm glad you asked, Janet. You know, ATP is added to every digestive enzyme formula that we make, even the food intolerance formulas as well as the full spectrum. Simply put, ATP stands for adenosine triphosphate. It's an energy molecule. Now, normally you would associate ATP with the mitochondria of your cells. In essence, when you eat food, the byproducts of the food are fuel for your mitochondria to make energy for every process of life. Most of your consumers probably already know that. But did you know that ATP not only can work as an energy molecule, but inside the digestive tract, strangely enough, it has been identified as a signaling molecule. Almost like if you were going to walk into a dark room, you would turn on the light switch and that changes the environment. That's sort of what ATP can do for your digestive tract. It sort of turns on the light switches of digestion and prepares your digestive tract for that process. Now, where do we get this ATP? Is it found in nature? It is. Usually when you're eating foods in a fermented state or a raw state, really their most inherent state that's edible for a human being, those foods are full of ATP. But when we microwave that food or we cook the heck out of that food and just bring it down to nothing, a lot of that energy is used up in that cooking process. So there's a little bit of a loss in the digestive process of loss of signal. So ATP is added to the gallbladder enzymes. It's added to the full spectrum and the others to turn on the digestive tract, sort of just get it wired up, get it a little warmed up, so to speak, ready for digestion. But really, the enzymes, or in the case of gallbladder, the ox bile, are really the main ingredients that do the bulk of the work.
I'm going to jump in here and say that to a lot of the clients that I counsel with regard to digestive difficulties, you mentioned the use of a microwave. And for many of them, all of the different things that they do to support a healthy and efficient digestive system, all of those things are enhanced and their digestion improves when they minimize their exposure to microwaved foods. And that might sound very simplistic. How could the microwave be contributing to a problem with my digestion? But I think you've just covered it with the potentially lethal aspect of microwaves when it comes to enzymes. So sometimes if people have done everything they can think of to improve their digestive system, but they're still using a microwave, they might consider just staying away for 2 weeks and see if that makes a difference. The time has come for us to have a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Our very special guest today, Mr. Dave Barton. He is the national educator for Mercola Premium Products. And Mr. Al Foreman is in my office along with our very special friend, Ronnie Young. And we'll all be right back after these messages. Come to my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I can evaluate your blood work to determine the beneficial activity of your supplements. For comprehensive testing information and personalized recommendations, speak with me, Janet Cimarelli, and get the guidance needed to achieve meaningful results for your personal health issues. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located at 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center in Margate.
Looking for quality groceries at great discount prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot, and always at the best prices. EDLP prices. Everyday low prices. I said everyday low prices. That's right. EDLP everyday low prices. Come in. See for yourself. See the great selection and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. That's SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is the 15th of June. And our very special guest today is Mr. Dave Barton from the Mercola Company. And he's a national educator who's imparting on us the great knowledge that he has on enzymes. And there were just a couple of other enzymes to touch upon briefly before we go on to the probiotics, Dave. I'm looking at the ketozyme. I'm looking at dairy enzymes. And I'm looking at gluten enzymes.
Yeah. In fact, this goes back to Janet brought up a great point a little bit earlier about limiting contact with food intolerances or individuals that might be food sensitive. That's really an excellent option and really the way to go, especially if you're dealing with inflammatory issues or serious upset. And hopefully, as Janet brought out too, hopefully the gut will begin to heal and you quite possibly enjoy those foods again. With these last couple enzymes we're talking about, whether it's dairy or it's gluten especially, these enzymes are not designed to treat or cure different diseases like celiac disease or something like that. But what the enzymes are doing is trying to mitigate sensitivity responses to choices. So, for instance, dairy enzymes clearly break down dairy. In fact, they can break down, the label will show you, break down 4 ounces glass of milk or half a cup of ice cream, generally speaking. And if you drink more milk or eat more ice cream than that, you can add more capsules. It's that simple. There's no overdosing with enzymes. But should you eat that ice cream? Should you drink that milk? That's a choice. So if you're lactose intolerant or dairy intolerant, the best choice is to not eat it. But sometimes we make the choice to eat it. So why not have the right tool to do the right job? First and foremost, make the best choices for your health whenever possible, and enzymes can be tools for times when inadvertent contact, cross-contamination, or you're just going to have that ice cream because everybody else is having that ice cream and it tastes delicious. Now, when it comes to the gluten enzymes, it's really the same type of application except with gluten. The difficulty is gluten is in so many things, not just food even. It's in household chemicals, it's in drywall, and actually, in the United States, you can actually test for gluten in the air supply now because gluten has been utilized so much in industrial purposes. So the gluten enzymes is sort of like a safety net. Full-spectrum enzymes will digest an amount of gluten, but if you need more support, you can add gluten enzymes very easily and readily to that process. If you know you're not coming in contact with an offending amount of gluten, you've made the food, you know it doesn't have any gluten in it, you don't have to use the enzyme. At times when you go out to eat, somebody else made the food, chance of cross-contamination. Why not have the right tool to do the right job? Gluten enzymes helps us in that area. But again, it doesn't treat disease. The enzymes change the food into something that's more tolerable to the human body. Now, the last one deals with the keto enzyme, and it's a super high lipase formula, as you can imagine, because a ketogenic diet involves 70% of your diet on average being fat and around 25% being protein, around 5% being carbohydrate. So it's a very high fat, very low carbohydrate based diet. For some individuals, that's super difficult to digest. It might not even be practical, but if you choose a ketogenic diet and you are trying to digest those fats and struggling, then you really want to give consideration to the ketozyme. The amount of lipase in there will be able to digest almost any amount of fat you could possibly eat, whether it's good fats like avocados and olive oils, or so-called bad fats and saturated fats or something of that nature. The fat really won't matter. Ketozyme is going to be able to break it down for you. So full spectrum enzymes, everybody. Enzymes for women, adjusted according to women's needs. We have food intolerance products like the dairy enzyme and the gluten enzyme. And then very specific formulated products for diet limitations like the keto enzyme for high fat and the gallbladder enzyme for those that are literally missing their gallbladder.
Let me give our listeners a price so they can adjust their pocketbooks, because these are very inexpensive ways to help treat your body and make you feel better. The gluten enzyme and the dairy enzymes are both bottles of 30 capsules. The manufacturer suggested retail price is $14.99. We have an everyday low price of only $10.49, and you'll be getting an additional 10% off that price. The ketozyme is also a bottle of 30, with a manufacturer suggested retail of $18.75. We have an everyday low price of only $12.99, less 10%. So take advantage of these great specials on the Dr. Mercola enzymes. And now we can move on, Dave, if you're ready, to the probiotics.
and we may have lost our very special guest. Dave?
Here I am. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I put myself on mute so I wouldn't actually inadvertently override Al. I apologize.
That has happened before on this show.
All right. Are you ready?
I did want to say, Al, the prices you are mentioning are absolutely phenomenal, by the way. I have not heard prices that good on enzymes in a long, long time. Thank you very much for being so generous with your customers and with us today. So we appreciate that. But moving on, as Al brought out with the probiotics, one thing I joke about with my students is I think of my gut sort of like being a garden, you know, if you can imagine that. So you have this beautiful garden. It's got all these different flowers and plants and trees in it. Now, two things are absolutely essential for a beautiful garden. Obviously, you need seeds for all those plants, right? But you also need some gardeners. Those gardeners are essential in preparing the soil and changing the environment and putting the seeds in just their right places so everything grows the way that it should. And this is where microorganisms really come into play with the human body. You might think of two different types of gardeners, microorganism being gardeners for your body are known as spores. Dr. Mercola makes a product called Complete Spore Restore, and I think of them as being the gardeners of the gut because these little microbes recondition the environment of your large intestine. They're really literally preparing the soil, if you will, for future seeds that you're going to consume later on. It's that reconditioning of the soil that makes it as easy as possible for your seeds or your probiotics to begin to plant and flora and colonize and do the very things that you really wanted those organisms to do for you from the very beginning. Well, how do you choose between products and why would you use one over the other? Typically, Spore Restore, again, think of it as a gardener. Gardeners are transient. They don't stay in the garden 24 hours, 7 days a week, indefinitely, but they go in for a little time and then they move on. Spores do the same thing. They live in the body for a brief period of time, usually 24 to 72 hours, and then they have a die-off. So they literally move on from the body. They're just there to recondition temporarily, and then you bring in probiotics. So a lot of individuals, if they've gone through a strong antibiotics or they have a terrible yeast overgrowth or some type of surgical issue to the colon, they might think about a Spore Restore, bring the gardeners into the gut for 2 to 4 weeks, and then follow that up with whatever you think is your best probiotic. Of course, we make a Complete Probiotics, which is an award winner, and bring those seeds in, and they have a much better opportunity to flora and colonize and grow and protect your immune system really the way that you wanted them to from the very beginning.
Well, this particular product, Complete Spore Restore, is a 4 billion CFU, colony form a unit, capsule, and it comes 30 capsules in a bottle. The manufacturer suggested retail price is $37.49. We here at Save-A-Lot, as part of our program of EDLP, which is everyday low prices, our price is only $28.99, and again, as I mentioned, you'll be getting 10% off that price through the end of the year. And we are open today until 7 o'clock, tomorrow Saturday from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. And looking at another set of probiotics, I'm looking at the Complete Probiotics for women, and I'm looking at the Complete Probiotics, and they both have 70 billion colony former units in each particular package. So maybe we could spend a few minutes to talk about those two.
Yeah. Now, the differences here are significant. The Complete Probiotics, generally speaking, are going to be helping with digestion on the elimination phase of digestion. So they don't work really on the top end. They're not going to help you to assimilate nutrients so much as eliminate waste. The majority of all of your flora are at the end of that digestive tract in the large intestine or colon. And the 70 billion is shelf stable. It's a great travel probiotic. You don't have to keep it in the refrigerator. It's a guaranteed CFU. shelf stable. So a lot of individuals utilize and appreciate the flexibility of that particular probiotic. Incidentally, we do make that in a powder too, which is easy to mix in with water and drink down. Now, the women's formula is significantly different. That's really for vaginal health with women. So that really is a product that most men are not going to use or choose to use in any way. But the issues that women deal with gut health or vaginal health are significant and can have a variety of different symptoms. And so that particular probiotic would be a much more narrow range of individuals that are seeking help in that area. But complete probiotics for digestion, women's probiotics for vaginal health.
Janet, I know you've had a lot of experience in dealing with issues as it relates to both digestion and how it can be benefited by using probiotics. If I had to make a choice of using a phrase using digestive enzymes along with probiotics, it would be like having peanut butter and jelly, a great combination. Has that been your experience over all the years that you've been counseling people?
Okay, so when you say peanut butter and jelly, I think I'm going to take those enzymes and probiotics together. And what I'm going to say is I like to suggest to people to take their probiotics at the beginning of the day and in certain circumstances, both the beginning and the end of the day, and to use the enzymes very specifically around mealtime. And, you know, with regard to, we spoke about the gallbladder, the specific gallbladder formula from Dr. Mercola. Any time you have a fat containing snack or meal, and if you know that you tend to have a reaction, a sensitivity to those fats in your meals, and I'm talking about even the high quality fats that we are using to support a variety of different functions in our brain, our livers, our digestive system, all of those, you use them pretty much according to what you're eating. So, for instance, if you are having a salad, primarily raw, most likely high in enzymes, I would tell people you might not necessarily need the full spectrum probiotic. If you are putting an oil-based salad dressing on that salad and you have difficulty with fats and oils, you might consider making sure that you do have a lipase enzyme. So I do like to separate the enzymes and the probiotics, enzymes with meals, probiotics at the beginning and the end of the day. And if you want to have a truly healthy digestive system, if indeed you are looking for overall support for your good health, you take both. Like, you wouldn't have just a peanut butter sandwich. You would have peanut butter and jelly. That music means that it is time for us to have a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, our very, very special guest today, Mr. Dave Barton, national educator for Mercola Premium Products. Mr. Al Foreman and Mr. Ronnie Young are both at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, along with lots of fabulous, fabulous giveaways for people who come on into the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. We'll be right back after these messages. Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP. Everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655.
754-307-1655.
Jana Juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar. Acai, noni, koji berry magnesine, lychee in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Easy to carry with you to work, when traveling, or just too busy to juice. Antioxidants that provide immune support benefits in two capsules. Find out more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. Come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team.
Hey, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is the 15th of June, and our very special guest today is Mr. Dave Barton from the Mercola Company. And as we pointed out earlier, if you'd like to look and research a quarter of a million articles that are available on the website, please go to Mercola.com, and you can fill your mind with so many different important facts that I think you'll be totally amazed as to why you should be using preventive measures to help keep your health strong for many, many years. This is what we do here at Save-A-Lot with Janet Cimarelli and our staff here. We try to recommend different supplements that will keep you strong and healthy for many years to come. And some of the products that we spoke about today can do that. We spoke about the Mercola enzymes, and now we're speaking about the Mercola probiotics. Mr. Ronnie Young is here. And at 11 o'clock when the show ends, he will be giving away to the first five people that come in and say hello to Ronnie a beautiful gift bag of Mercola bars, which are absolutely delicious. There are six different bars in here, and a package of the 70 billion CFU complete probiotic package, which can help restore good health to your entire body. And that's absolutely free. It's a $25 value. And just come in and say hello to Ronnie, and you'll receive this particular package for the first five people absolutely free. And from 11 to 2, we have Mr. Omar here giving away samples and literature on all the fine Mercola products that we're speaking about today that can really benefit your good health. And Janet Cimarelli is available today from 3 to 6. Tomorrow, Saturday, she's here from 1:30 to 5:30. The store hours today are 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. this evening. Tomorrow at 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. And we only have a few minutes left, Dave, so why don't we go back into the area of the probiotics and try to complete the ones we haven't covered yet.
Okay. I thought we covered them. probiotics, spore restore, and the women's formula. Are we talking about the 100 billion in the kids?
Well, we could speak about that, and we could also talk about the packets, because I think it's important. A lot of people here in South Florida do traveling, and I think when they travel, they look to take along a probiotic with them. Not all probiotics are available to take along unless you're carrying an ice pack wherever you go, which is highly unlikely. So people look to have a shelf-stable probiotic they can take along on their trip, where they may be gone for 3 days, they may be gone for a week, they may be gone for a month. They may be taking a cruise somewhere. So they want to be able to keep going with what they've been doing and keep their good digestive health in perfect order. So how would you recommend someone use the powder packets?
Oh, that's great. Yeah, exactly. The powder packets are the same complete probiotics that you would find normally in the capsule. There's a 70 billion count. They actually taste good, too. So that's nice. But super easy, these tiny little packets, which can easily fit in your pocket or your purse. You'd open up that packet, drop it in a glass of water, stir it up, and you literally can drink your probiotics. Now, Janet makes a good point, too, about using probiotics. Probiotics can be sensitive to stomach acid. So if you had a lot of food already and you're generating stomach acid, it's not necessarily an ideal time to use your probiotic. But first thing in the morning or last thing before bed, you're trying to maintain gut flora throughout the day, especially when we're, you know, on vacation. We're not necessarily eating well. We're not necessarily coming in contact with a lot of good fermented, healthy foods. Probiotics definitely help with the elimination phase. And if you're in a foreign country and you've you know, inadvertently drank some water and you're dealing with diarrheal issues, you know, a good probiotic is going to be your best friend in that type of situation. And I'll tell you what, if you're trying to find one in the middle of the night in a foreign country, it's very difficult. You're talking to a guy in that situation. So have your complete probiotics with you whenever, leaving the U.S. or on vacation.
Now, you state that there are 10 different strains in this particular powder packet, and it looks like most of it is the lactobacillus in different forms. Also, you have the streptococcus and the bifidobacterium, which are, again, important strains to help keep the body in proper sync. And as you pointed out, along with Janet, that it's best used in the morning or at night. And you do say on here it should be taken with 8 ounces of water or juice per day. I don't know if Janet agrees with the juice. She's not a big fan of juice, are you, Janet?
I don't usually suggest juice. One of the things that might go along with this discussion would be 7 ounces of water and an ounce splash of whatever juice. First of all, for people who are bored with water or for some reason do not have that affinity for water, it changes the taste. And then the little bit of juice is going to actually add a bit to the survival of the different bacteria. So a little bit of juice, not a bad suggestion.
All right. And these particular complete probiotic powder packet can be used anywhere. My question that always seems to come up, Dave, by customers who hear the show and then come into the store looking for the products, is if someone is under the physician's care and they're taking different pharmaceuticals, are there any negative interactions between using any one of the probiotics and a pharmaceutical?
That's a great question. Interesting point about the use of probiotics and pharmaceuticals. Outside the United States, when someone gets a prescription for, let's say, an antibiotic, in most cases, they actually also get a prescription for a probiotic at the same time. So keep that in mind that your body is not meant to be a sterile organism where all bacteria are killed off inadvertently. So we are always wanting good, healthy flora to get inside. And there's no contraindication here with complete probiotics or even the sporebiotics and using other medications. You could use them at the same time. And quite frankly, I know antibiotics are designed to, you know, to kill, generally speaking, these organisms off. But you got to keep eating. You got to keep bringing them in anyway. And that should help to mitigate symptom responses from the use of powerful antibiotics.
So are you saying, as Janet pointed out, that it's best taken away from the probiotic? In other words, the probiotic completely away from the antibiotic.
That's a good point. I'm not a doctor to tell you that you should or shouldn't. There's no harm in taking it together. You are going to have some die-off of those. My first instinct would be separate them by some time, but you have to still keep using them every day, and that will help mitigate some of the side effects.
Well, I think that, Janet, you have many opinions because you've dealt with many people who are faced with situations where they've had to take an antibiotic and they were using a probiotic. I know you have some strong points about that.
Well, I do tell people you want to separate them. My general recommendation would be by about 2 hours. So figure out a schedule depending on what the pharmaceutical prescription requires you use, the timing that you use for the antibiotic, and then figure out 2 hours either before or after having that pharmaceutical antibiotic, use your probiotic. You have the most optimized chance of having the probiotics absolutely eliminate the potential for a side effect from the probiotic. So many people do get digestive distress. It could be diarrhea. It could be a variety of different symptoms. Could be bloating. And so the probiotic has great potential to minimize or totally eliminate the possibility of your having any kind of a negative reaction or response to the antibiotic.
Let me remind our listeners that if you missed any part of the show, you can listen to it again tomorrow at 2 o'clock on 1470 AM or 95.3 FM. And we do archive all of our radio shows at our website, www.SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Dave, I want to thank you very much for being with us today and sharing all this great knowledge that hopefully will benefit all the listeners that were able to partake and listen to the show. And we wish you a great weekend.
My pleasure, Al. Thank you so much. Have a great day, Janet.
Oh, thanks. Thanks so much for joining us. It's been most informative, and I think that our listeners have come away from the show understanding that if their goal is good health, this is the underlying basis, the approach that they should be educated and knowledgeable about, not only choosing good food, but supporting the assimilation of that good food with a good digestive program.
And Janet, we'll see you at 3 o'clock today.
That's true. To all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and we'll be back next Friday at 10.
You've been listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in again next Friday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.